from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
After a game, I'm packing up my stuff. McCarver's with me, and World Series, I don't know if it's 2010 or 2012, and this guy's like, hey, Joe, look down here. I'm like packing up my stuff. Then this little kid's voice, Mr. Buck, look down, Mr. Buck. I mean, the whole place is empty. And I'm like, all right, I look down, and this little kid goes. I'd like to say you to that kid right now.
I assume that was the finger.
That was the finger. Joe Buck giving a speech after winning a broadcasting award told that funny story about a kid who gave him the finger at a San Francisco Giants World Series game back in the day. So you know what made me think as he said that, Hugh? If you could pick someone, it could be someone, I mean, I guess it could be someone you know, but someone more famous, could be an athlete, could be anyone, just someone. And you could just tell him, bleep you. Who would you pick? 215-592-9494. That'd be fun to throw that in today. There's so many people that people over the course just like don't like that person, or it's like a celebrity, or it's like, you know, an athlete.
Does it have to
coach.
Be somebody famous?
It doesn't. It could be someone you know personally.
I mean, I don't know these people personally.
Oh, you have one? I knew you'd have one queued up.
No, it's like I would say to the dude that got on the elevator yesterday.
Okay.
With the socks on. He had on the socks with the sandals.
You're describing him, yep.
Yeah, that. Like, got off the elevator and talked about how much space I took up on the elevator.
That was rude.
Yeah, I would definitely tell him F.
That's ballsy.
I let
him,
it go.
Man.
No, but because he didn't think I heard him. But I let it go. Like, I'm learning how to let stuff go because, like, young Hugh Douglas would have jumped off the elevator. And he works on the third floor, by the way. So just in case he's listening. I would have jumped off the elevator and I would have caused the whole scene. But I was like, I thought about it, Joe, because I'm like, you know what? I don't need that smoke right now. And it's like it, but it is on brand for, like, you know, just to say history. And it would have not looked good for me. So I let it go. But I would definitely tell him today if he's listening or anybody downstairs, because I remember him because he had on them like Jerusalem Cruiser sandals, you know, like with the straps on it, you know, like the Birkenstocks kind of. And he had socks on. And I was like, he looks real goofy at work. And nobody's going to tell him. Like when he left home that morning, nobody
so
told him.
So you were the bigger man.
Yeah, I was. I was because, like, I'm in earshot. He said it as soon as he got off the elevator. And I'm in earshot. And my first instinct was to get off the elevator and say, you know what? You need to worry about them ugly ass socks you got on with those shoes. But I let it go. But if I could see him again, I would definitely tell him.
So I got one or a lot.
Only I was going to say, you strike me as someone who has 10 queued up.
I'll leave it to anyone that I've ever crossed paths with in traffic. So, leap you.
No, you and I are similar on this. So yesterday, I think I can't remember if it's the way home or the way here. There was someone, and we were kind of in stopped traffic, right? So like, I get it. You said people, when you're stopped, what are they going to do? Look down at their phone, right? I'm not gonna play like police and say, oh, you never can look. I get it. You're stuck and you're sitting for 2 or 3 minutes. You're gonna look at your phone. I looked over yesterday, okay, and the traffic was about to start moving. There was a lady watching television. Okay, like this, it's not. She was watching a show. We can't be watching.
An old lady watching TV?
No, no, listen, I don't think she was old. She was like a little older than me.
Okay.
So like, whatever, in her 40s. But like, she's watching. You can't watch TV while you drive.
Yes, we have radios in the car for
it's just
reason.
Like, there's something wrong with that. So, yeah, bleep you to the lady watching TV while you drive.
Ooh, can I get one more?
I knew you guys had a lot.
And I want to give it to the lady last night on the elevator. Like, I was getting ready to go work out on the elevator, right?
A lot of elevator issues with you.
And she had a little rat dog. Like a little rat, like the Pomeranian, one of them little rat dogs, that was off a leash. And as soon as the door opened, the dog comes out and he nips at my leg, right?
Oh, no.
And, you know, like, you know how small they are. Like, he didn't do any damage. But she didn't say, excuse me. She didn't say, I'm sorry or nothing. She just walked down the hallway.
Oh, no, you got to say something.
Yeah, and like, to her, you could get the middle finger, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I let it go. Like, and me being the bigger man, I let that one go.
Well,
I didn't say nothing.
That's why you have the show, to get it all out.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what the problem with that is?
What's that?
I hate that I let those moments pass, and I wish I could get them back.
Well, that's why we
call it petty.
I repeat them in my head. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's
the problem with being. That's the problem with being petty, because and people say, well, you know, you were being a real adult. I hate being an adult. I would have. You know how much I really wanted to go, like, when the dude, you know, said what he said. I just wanted to snatch him by the back of his gym bag and say, hey, dog, next time you want to say something slick, why don't you just, you know, wait at least till I'm out of earshot.
But you're an adult.
I'm trying to be, man.
And like
it's
an
so
adult,
hard.
You get it, at, you so, get it all
so
out on the air.
It's hard to be an adult sometimes.
That's why we have this platform, to be adults on the radio. Our 215-592-9494. All right, when you throw that in when you call as well, someone you just want to say bleep you to after Joe Buck.
I wonder how many people are going to say they want bleep us.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I imagine there's going to be quite
coming.
A few.
You know it's coming.
You think if I put this poll up on or like something on Twitter, like, who do you want to say bleep you? It'll be like,
yeah.
Like, who do you want to say bleep
Joe,
you?
Joe, for all
Joe,
dumb take.
Me and Joe.
You know what? Shut up. I think we leave this one off Twitter. This is just for everyone else. Call the station. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones here, we were discussing the Eagles, right? The idea is this, are you sure this is a Super Bowl caliber roster?
I feel it in my heart.
I know you do. You feel it in your bones. And a lot of people do. And it's certainly a good roster. It's one of the better ones in the NFL. I would say certainly a top 10-ish roster, no matter how you rank it. But are we sure it's a Super Bowl caliber roster? So, Hugh, one of the reasons why people seem to believe, no doubt about it, Super Bowl caliber roster, lock it in. And I think you and Kyle both said something to this effect. The offense is going to be elite, right? Like, we don't have to worry about the offense. Can I present to you a recent list on NFL.com of projecting, like guessing, the top 10 offenses this season? You ready for this?
Yes.
Would you guess, before I tell you the list, the Eagles are on the top 10, in the top 10?
I would guess yes.
Okay. Well, you'd have guessed wrong. So
stop
this,
it.
Well, here it is.
A
NFL,
lot of Eagles hate out there.
NFL.com put out their ranking. Of,
you believe them?
Well, it's just, it's one person's opinion, but it's on NFL.com, okay? NFL.com, top 10 offense in the NFL 2024. Here is the list they put out. No Eagles. Number one, 49ers. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. Number three, Detroit Lions. Four, Los Angeles Rams. Five, Cincinnati Bengals. Six, Miami Dolphins. Seven, the Green Bay Packers. Eight, the Buffalo Bills. Nine, the Houston Texans. 10, the Indianapolis Colts. Your reaction, Hugh, that the Eagles are not even listed as a top 10 offense.
The Rams, though?
Rams were pretty good last year. Puka
but
you, Nakua,
but see,
Matthew
this,
Stafford.
Are, this must have been before Matt Stafford's wife said what she said.
No, I don't know. They may have been.
Yeah,
but you think that dude, that's going to affect the Rams?
I think so.
Okay.
Because he's going to have to. He's got a lot of questions he's got to answer. And then she doubled down. I know you like to poo-poo a little bit, but those things that happen in the household, like Ranger and his kids coming, that has a huge effect on.
Yeah, but he's been living
man.
With her a long time. He scores a lot of points.
But you know, it's different when your teammates looking at you sideways, not looking like what's going on in your house, like for real.
So you're knocking the Rams down because of the Stafford
because
wife
of the whole
okay.
Stafford thing.
Okay.
That was weird, Joe. Come on, I got to admit that.
Obviously, it's weird that she said that.
That was weird.
Matthew Stafford's wife issues aside, I was surprised the Eagles weren't on the list. But the more you look at the teams on here, am I floored that the Eagles are not on this list? I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they are the 10th or 11th highest scoring offense in the NFL.
I don't believe that.
All right, so who do you think, or who has to be on the list? No question. 49ers.
I like the Detroit Lions offense.
I'm with you. Lions, 49ers, Chiefs, right? They'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Cincinnati.
I think Cincinnati with Burrow
maybe
back.
Maybe Cincinnati.
I think they belong on
and
the
this
list.
This is me spitballing right off the top of my head.
The Dolphins, I know we laugh at them, but they score a lot of points
front
during
runners,
the season.
Front runners.
I know, but they score a lot of points.
Front runners. I get the Dolphins. I'm gonna say something that's gonna be met with a lot of controversy. It's gonna be met with a lot of controversy.
It's because we're off the next couple days.
Yeah, it is. And I don't care.
Speak your truth.
The New York Jets.
The quarterback is it's with Stockton.
It's Wednesday. We're going 4th of July tomorrow. I don't care. You can say what you want to say. I'm just throwing it out.
Once a Jet, always a Jet.
I think the Jets are going to be pretty good.
He could be. I mean,
he's been on that peyote trip. He went on that trip to see the witch doctor.
He's also old.
He is, but he can still sling that thing. Mm. You know who else was old and had a hell of a run? Brett Favre.
And Brady. I mean, this is not.
But you know what? It's funny because as much as Aaron Rodgers was hating on Brett Favre when he was done, he trended in that
same thing.
The same exact way.
Totally.
Like the same exact way where he was controversial on his way out.
Yep.
I could see the Jets losing the AFC Championship game.
So you think they're going to be to the point that they're maybe a top 10 offense, that adds another one. There's a lot of good offenses in the NFL. I initially saw the list and I was like, wow, the Eagles aren't on the list. Neither is Dallas, by the way. Dallas led the NFL in points per game last year.
That's crazy.
They're not on the list. So, you know, part of the reason why there's a lot of optimism that the Eagles do have a Super Bowl caliber, so I keep hearing the offense is going to be elite. Well, at least one, NFL.com, doesn't believe that. If you're not top 10, you're not elite. I mean, that's just kind of the way this thing works. Kyle, your reaction, Eagles not listed on NFL.com as a top 10 offense in 2024.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the author of this article, Gennaro Felice.
Yes.
I want to give a bleep you to that guy.
It's
the worst list. It's the stupidest list I've ever seen.
Attack the messenger.
There's like four or five no-doubters.
Okay,
right?
How many of those teams in the top 10 can you say definitively have a better group of two starting wide receivers, A.J. Devontae, and a better running back than the Philadelphia Eagles? Maybe the Niners, like the Rams?
I agree with you. But guess what? This goes back to my point. The quarterback and the offensive line are questions.
In this guy, Gennaro's opinion.
Poor Gennaro. It's just his opinion. The quarterback's a question mark to a lot of people.
All right, but I get the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs are number two. The Chiefs' offense sucked last year.
Yeah.
Like, that's stupid. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, this is, a lot of this feels like it's on, name alone, and it's overreaction.
It's the summertime, and people are looking for stories.
Dude, the Colts, okay, Shane Steichen,
Shoot the
Anthony
messenger.
Richardson. Who the hell else do the Colts have? That's that's stunning.
I'm glad you brought that up. Well, they have Shane Steichen, by the way.
Great.
Last year, the Colts, how many games did Minshew start? Like 13 or 14? Mm-hmm. He started a lot.
Because Anthony got hurt early.
Gardner Minshew, mostly Gardner Minshew led Colts last year, scored. I want to make sure I have the number correct. They scored one less point per game than the Eagles.
Congratulations. We all know that the Eagles offense was stuck in mud for a large majority of last season. Like, they're supposed to get better.
The last seven games, too, were
I know, but won't the Colts be better with Richardson over Minshew?
I'll throw another team at you. The Bills. They just lost Stephon Diggs. What are they doing there?
They're a question one. I agree with you. That one I agree with you on. I think Steich is really good. The Bills, I agree with your question. Well, the other ones. There's only so many spots in the top 10.
I got one more.
What else is questionable?
The Packers. The Packers are getting overreaction to the end of the Eagles season is the overreaction to the end of the Packers season. Now, all of a sudden, the Packers are this juggernaut team. What are we doing?
Well, the quarterback played great down the stretch.
Right. Okay. He played one half of a season that was good. The Eagles' offense is way more tape out there of them being great than the Packers do.
Sure, but if Jalen Hurts plays a playoff game on the road like Love did, we'll build a statue for him.
I just think this Gennaro guy forgot about the Eagles.
Gennaro's getting roasted here. Poor dude.
This is what we do.
I just wanted to bring this up because you guys keep telling me it's an elite offense. Gennaro doesn't believe it is.
Yeah, congrats to Gennaro.
Can we just say NFL.com writer? Gennaro, you ruined the guy's credibility with his name.
Well.
Okay.
Should put that garbage out there.
It's a little eye-opening. opening that at least one writer, NFL.com, is not even sure this is a top 10. If this is not a top 10 offense and the defense doesn't have a great pass rush, what are we doing
Denaro's
here?
Denaro's just wrong, okay? Maybe he left the Ravens off of it, too.
He left the Cowboys, too, and they scored the most points per game last year.
What he's talking about.
Yeah, all right, so we're ripping apart the message because we don't like Denaro.
Yeah, Denaro's an idiot.
It's Wednesday, and nobody's probably going to be, you know.
Okay,
we're all off for
the road. If the Eagles finish outside the top 10 scoring, you guys have to issue a public apology to Denaro.
Nope.
I think you do. I'm going to invite Genaro on the show.
Right, you know what?
These guys called you dummies.
If that happens, we bring Genaro on the show.
We'll have to. Genaro, these guys are sorry. They called you stupid.
A visionary.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you sure this Eagles team has a Super Bowl caliber roster? And who would you like to say bleep you to in honor of Joe Buck saying it to a kid that he met at the World Series?
Because that kid probably grown now. He's grown.
Yeah, so he was saying, I'm not sure if he said in that clip earlier, that the one he was referencing, he couldn't remember if it was 2010 or 2012. But yeah, Hugh, that's 12 or 14 years ago.
Yeah.
So that kid is grown, and he can say it to him now.
He can say it to him now.
Clayton in West Philly. Hey, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. My continued prayers to you and your family, my brother.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you.
I love your show. And I love the afternoon shows. You're the two only shows that I listen to on WIP. So,
thank you.
As far as the Eagles go, I think they got a lot of stuff that they're keeping from view from everyone in the public or whatever. And I think they've solved quite a few of the issues that they had as far as leadership or whatever. I think they're going to come out slamming against the Packers to start off with and then keep it rolling.
So you kind of think it's kind of flying under the radar, like they've figured it out and we don't know it yet until we see them in week one.
Exactly. You know, and I have faith in these two new coordinators that we have as far as getting their message across and letting them know how serious the game is and should be to everyone. So that's my take on the Eagles. As far as who I'd like to give the finger to, as a matter of fact, I'd like to probably tell him too. About 10 years ago, my son won an award. My youngest son, he's a poet, and he won an award from an arts program. Three people were honored this evening. My son, an educator in the Philadelphia School District, and Spike Lee.
Wow.
So my son was just elated and so proud that he was on the same, you know, Bill with Spike Lee, I mean, which was his idol. And, you know, after the program, Spike Lee basically just shunned him and just left the building. My son at least wanted to have a couple of words with him. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, he's talking about a child. So I've hated Spike Lee ever since.
Clayton, bleep you to Spike Lee. I like that. I'm with you.
I'm okay with that.
Was wrong of him. He should at least shook his hand and say congratulations to your kid.
Yes. And it, you know, not only did it hurt my son, but it hurt me more because I had a lot of respect for Spike Lee and the work that he's done in cinema or whatever. But that right there, that just ruined, you know, my thought about Spike Lee.
Oh, I feel that. Clayton, we appreciate the phone call.
Forget you, Spike.
Forget, we're done with Spike Lee.
Yeah,
dead to us. Well,
I mean, he did. He had to do the right thing weekend.
Yeah, but Clayton. But we're up with Clayton.
Well, yeah, you're right.
We rock with Clayton. But
boy, we don't rock with Spike Lee.
No,
we don't rock. And he's a Knicks fan, too. Yeah, so, up yours, Spike. How about that?
You know what? I was not expecting Spike Lee as the first one today. I mean, I'm not shocked. I mean, if you told me Spike Lee could be called, you know, someone call about him today, I would be shocked. But that was a personal Spike Lee experience, which is a unique one. I thought of one more. I got another one. I don't know how much that anyone else has dealt with this. Probably a lot. It just seems like a common thing now. You know what I can't handle now that my kids are a little bit older?
What's that?
Especially my son is 9, my daughter 7. So they play a lot of different sports, right? They've tried a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a whole bleep you to all the over-competitive
dads.
Parents.
Yeah,
sometimes it's moms,
a little much, man.
But it's a lot of dads. Like, just take a deep breath while the kids are playing.
You know what the bad
just
part of...
stop. Shut up.
You know what the bad part about the over-competitive moms are? And this is just a generalization. This is not all the moms. But they are usually the ones.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But, I mean, it's Wednesday, so I don't care.
You're off tomorrow.
Yeah. They look like they've never played a sport in their life, and they're trying to, I guess, you know, be LeBron James' mom and think that their kid is going to let the kid, especially when they're young, man,
just let them
have fun, man. Like, don't put that pressure on your child because you're trying to get him to get you a brand new ride about 10 years from now. don't do that. And the dads, listen, the dads especially, I'm talking to the dads, your time is come and gone, man. No matter what you do to that child, you are not going to the pros. He is. Let him live his life, man. It's a sad thing to see.
It's sad. What gets me the worst, and I saw a lot the past year, is when you get the parent who's riding the ref. Guys, the ref is 16. These kids are 8. Shut up. Like, what are you doing?
It's supposed to be fun,
you make better
man.
Calls.
Make better calls.
You
like, can't be screaming your head off at a 16-year-old ref. Go home.
It's sad to see, man. And I sit back because, like, when Harper was playing, we played a try-hard team. And, you know, the kids were, like, you know, the dads and stuff, oh, way to go, Timmy. Da-da-da. And I'm like, dog. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, he probably going to reach his ceiling in high school.
Probably.
It's just ridiculous, yeah. Man. Just let the kids have fun, man. And I'll tell you another thing, what usually happens when you ride your kids like that is that when they get old enough to make decisions, especially when it's time to go to college, they're not going.
No.
They're gonna mess around because you rode them so hard and say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore because it's their decision and they just don't want to be bothered with you. They really don't want to be bothered with you.
Because you're embarrassed their whole childhood.
Yes, yeah, you don't want to do that. My daughter did that, man. My Kayla did that. She had a basketball scholarship and everything, and her grandfather used to – I guess I didn't put him out there now. But, yeah, he used to ride her to death, and when she got a chance to go to school, she had scholarship offers.
She didn't want to.
She didn't want to go. She didn't want to play.
It happens. I mean, just calm down. Just enjoy it. Like, I get if you're cheering and you're proud. Like, that's fine. That's natural. Just, like, stop yelling at the refs. I mean, like, this, they're children. All right, 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Man? All right. Listen, let's put some respect on Jalen Nane, first of all. Now, we keep forgetting that he did beat Allen, Patrick, Dak, Tua, Stafford, Hurt. Like, he beat all them dudes last season.
He did, yeah.
We forget about that, right?
Well, but you know why, Will, before you go on? Because he also lost to Kyler Murray and lost to Tyrod Taylor. Like, it's like they were both, right? You're right. He had all those big wins, and then he lost to Drew Locke. It's like it was both sides.
And you know why? And like I keep saying, because when we played San Fran after that loss, they had the blueprint. But we're not going to go back into that too much. All right, so my thing is this, right? What I would like Jalen to come out and say is, okay, since y'all didn't understand my answer the first time y'all asked me, allow me to retort. I'm going to give you the better answer. Sirianni is our coach. I'm the quarterback. and we're playing to go to the Super Bowl. That's that. You know what I'm saying? Just to cut everything nice and sweet, you know? And my thing is, too, with the Eagles, and you know I'm going to keep bringing it up, they would have been a championship team. They would have been a Super Bowl contender if they would have had my man back there.
Listen,
we keep putting all this on Saquon. Everybody keeps saying Saquon is a power back. Some people do. But my thing is, like I keep saying over and over again, what we had in Swift, we're going to have with Saquon. Saquon can catch a little better, but we got the same player. And we're going to see this season. And I don't know how they didn't have what's the name in the lineup for the top 10 teams. Like, it was quite a few teams. But, like, come on, man. Like, whoever wrote that is, like, I don't know. They must have had some of them edibles, Hugh. You know what I mean? But
ain't nothing wrong with edibles.
Yeah, I know. But it took his thinking off. But last but not least, even with the Sixers, the Eagles, the Phillies, and I'm going to put the Flyers in because they all Philadelphia teams. Listen, man, this is our season. It's now or never. Tighten up. Let's do what we need to do. Stand together. No distractions. And let's win these championships. Let's bring at least 3 out of the 4 parades to Philly.
Let's do it, Will. Will, appreciate the phone call. Good stuff.
Right, okay with that if it happens.
So now this poor writer of this article, we have now said he doesn't know what he's talking about, and now he's eating edibles. Maybe he just doesn't think the Eagles are a top 10 offense. Have you thought about that? Maybe he just thinks they're a 10 better offense.
No, but it's more fun when you attack them personally.
I
mean, you know, you don't really.
That's,
you know,
true.
It's always fun when you shoot the messenger.
Mm-hmm. What if he's right?
He might be, but it's more fun, especially on a day like today, if you just
go after
attack
him.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Where did you play football?
You outside
like
your
that?
Mind, man.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? All right, 215-592-9494 for more calls on the Eagles. Next, are you sure this is a Super Bowl caliber roster? Someone you want to give a bleep you to along with your calls. Joe Buck did it to a kid that he met at the World Series about a decade ago. And when we come back, the Phillies get a win in Wrigley last night. Our takeaways from last night's game, including an all-star push that had an exclamation point last night for the Phils at Wrigley Field. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Philadelphia Police Department is looking for the best and brightest recruits to become members of the fourth largest police department in the nation. Join them and become the face your community counts on. They're accepting applications for police officers now through July 21st. When you join the PPD, you receive a starting salary of over $61,000 and a sign-on bonus of more than $12,000, not to mention an incredible benefits package that includes medical, dental, and vision insurance. Starting on your first day, 6 weeks paid parental leave, paid holidays, sick days, and vacation, tuition reimbursement, pension, and more. Applications are being accepted for a limited time, so don't wait. Apply today at joinphillypd.com. That's joinphillypd.com. joinphillypd.com. Be the face your community counts on. Equal opportunity employer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.